John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation with author Karen Ann Cubico about past life regressions and her book, Life is Just Another Class, One Soul's Journey Through Past Life Regression. Another thing I wanted to ask you about was dreams. Because I've had dreams that, I've had visitation dreams from loved ones. Nice. That's definitely a thing. And you know when you've had that. But then I've had other dreams that were more like, I don't know, maybe more like a movie. And I am an entirely different person.
Fun.
I'm not Carol. I look different. In this one particular dream, I remember I probably had this dream 30 years ago and I still remember it. And I had really long black hair. I have short red hair. I've never had really long hair like that. And it was just that really heavy, silky, beautiful black hair.
Wow.
And I was this entirely different person. And I woke up from that dream and I was like, oh my God. It was pretty horrific what had happened to this girl.
Aww.
And I was like, it really, really affected me. To this day, I remember that dream.
Aww.
Can past lives, the experiences come to you in dreams as well?
Absolutely. And so let me ask you another question. You said that your one birthmark had faded. I wonder out loud, is that birthmark any way connected to how you remember that horrific ending?
No, because in that dream, she didn't pass. It was that she was having to live her life basically as a prostitute to care for a child. And it was just this incredibly intensely sad life, but she loved this baby so much. I don't have kids. I've never had kids.
Okay.
And so I've never had that. I have a strong bond with my nieces and nephews, but it's different as an aunt than as a parent.
For sure.
But it was just so interesting. The dream was just this kind of snippet out of her life. I don't know how it began. I don't know how it ended. I just saw this little snippet of her.
So sometimes when people have, it's definitely one of your past lifetimes, Carol. I mean, it's almost like the knowledge of that had to leak through into this current lifetime, in a sense, to help you heal on some level. I mean, just maybe it's the act of you feeling how much love you have for your child in that lifetime. And maybe at that moment when you had that dream, you were missing, maybe, why am I not having a child? Or something came up for you around that time to help you have that dream, to give you some kind of clarity and understanding, or to help you connect to the feeling of that child, which feels like a girl.
Mm-hmm. It was a girl.
I mean, job aside, I mean, you were just doing what you could do, the best you could do with the skills that you had, right?
Mm-hmm. That's how it felt in the dream, that she didn't have a choice.
Yeah. And it's definitely, you know, a lot of I definitely noticed that there's a direct connection with kids who have they have night terrors and or other fearful dreams repetitively come through. I mean, kids are very connected to their memories of their past lives more than what we think. And sometimes those night terrors that kids wake up and they're crying and screaming or having a hard time because of the dream, it's no doubt they're remembering something that would be a trauma moment. And the reason that's coming through, it feels like, is because there was some kind of healing on some level from that past life that needed to be, I guess, brought to the consciousness in this current life to help you overcome something or heal something at that moment, right? Does that make sense, Carol?
Yes, very much.
So like even when parents have kids that have these trauma or terror dreams, night terrors, normally it has something to do with a past life memory that they're trying to resolve, maybe a recent past life death, or just really make heads or tails of something. And the easiest way for things to come through is when you're sleeping at night, because then that ego part of you, that humanness, isn't intervening and really just giving its opinion and all that kind of stuff. From my perspective, the way my spirit guides told me, one of the easiest ways for them to come visit us, for example, would be when we're in the middle of dreaming, because then we're not using our rules. Well, I can't interact with my spirit guide. That's not usual. Or only priests can talk to the other side or God, or I have to talk to a psychic in order to do all this kind of stuff. Well, that's not the case. You can actually just ask your spirit guides to show you one of your past lives in a dream, or come visit you clearly without any question in one of your dreams so that you can have an interaction with them. I mean, it's just, or sometimes they just pop up on purpose just to help you through something.
And you brought up children, and I find that to be so fascinating, the stories that you hear about kids who know these things. Like, that's where I wrecked my car. I was driving a car, and they're very specific about these things that happened to them. Or I was flying this plane, and we were going after planes that looked like this.
Right.
And my name was Robert. And to me, that's just fascinating whenever I hear stories like that.
For sure. I mean, I, my daughter and I were on a Lifetime show called Ghost Inside My Child, because when she was much younger, she remembered a past life. Now this is right after, not too long after, like a couple years or so after I read the book by Carol about children's past lives. And so Carol says in her book, you just ask an open-ended question to your child, you know, maybe when at a time when they're kind of relaxed, maybe at the end of the day, whatever, or they're just, you know, mindlessly playing or something. And so I had gotten myself and my two kids tickets to fly down to see my sister in another state. And all of a sudden, she decided she was afraid to fly. And so I asked her an open-ended question. Well, what do you think is going to happen if we go in an airplane? And she went into this very detailed story about remembering her being in this building. She was sitting at a desk with a typewriter, very old-looking typewriter, which she never had seen a typewriter. And there are papers next to her. I think she was 6 or 7 when we had this conversation. And she had talked about a plane, and she could see the nose of the plane entering the building. And so, meanwhile, I was pregnant with her during 9/11. So immediately I was like, tell me more information about that, because you don't want to, you know, provide. I didn't want to lead any questions, right? I just want to tell me more about the building. Tell me where you were. And she knew right away she was in New York City. She knew it was the Empire State Building. She talked about holding hands with little kids and walking down the street with them. And so she started remembering some other stuff. She remembers running towards the stairwell and really trying to get away from the situation. And so I had been reached out to by the, I guess it's LMN, Lifetime Movie Network, to do this episode, to do an episode. And if I knew anyone that had remembered something as a child, and so I used my own child as an example, and it was, they found some research on a person who was mentioned in the experience. It was the Catholic Charities office. They had typewriters and desks, and they researched the people who had passed that were in and articles in the newspaper from back in the day. It was a B-53 bomber, if I'm not mistaken, that had gotten off course because of fog that day and actually hit into that office building. The nose was all the way into the office building and then fell to the side of the building. When we went to visit the Empire State Building, they didn't mention that whole experience at all because they didn't want to have any plane trauma stuff because of 9/11 talked about at the Empire State Building. So it was really kind of interesting. But it was after that memory, though, for her at that time, she was then immediately fine to go on the airplane and was completely calm and relaxed when we went on the flight a few weeks later. And it was like her fear was immediately gone because of that one memory.
That's fascinating.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, kids up until about the age of 9 can spontaneously remember their own past lives, if you ask them. I mean, I've met parents who mentioned that their kids talked about stuff like that and they brushed it off. And I'm like, man, they're telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. They're talking about their past lives. It's just whether or not people are open to receive that information and talk about it, right?
Right. And if you're a child and you're shut down, you know, same thing with imaginary friend, I always say, you know.
Absolutely. Spirit guides.
Yeah. And if you shut your child down, they're not going to talk about it.
Correct. Because they're going to think that it's not okay, right? Or it makes my mommy scared or whatever. You know what I mean?
She's uncomfortable when I talk about
that. Right. And kids can feel that, right? Because our intuitive ability to feel is pretty open when you're a little kid. And along with our other intuitive abilities, they can probably hear what you're thinking telepathically. You know what I mean? Whether you're saying those words or not, or feel their fear or whatever. It's just things that we forget to use or are told not to use your imagination, or you don't have imaginary friends and all that kind of stuff.
With your experience, having gone, really looked into your own past lives extensively, do you find that some of the same, I don't even know, people doesn't seem like the right term, but I'm going to use that term, the same people.
You're talking about soul groups.
Yes. That's how you referred to it in the book, soul groups.
Soul groups. So like the way it was explained to me a long time ago, imagine yourself as part of an immense infinite tree. And if you go on one branch of the tree, there is a lot of beautiful leaves and they all stay on that same branch and grow together. And so it's kind of that's like a great analogy to, like, I mean, my own kids have been in many of my past lifetimes, and I've met people repetitively over and over again that I've had and shared past lifetimes with, and not just one, it's many, you know? And so you don't always recognize them straight away, but it's definitely fun when you find them. And like, you know, like people who have, you've even your boss or someone that is, you're in a relationship with or something like that, you might find that you've had 10, 20, 30 different lifetimes with them. Now, let's say, for example, it's a romantic person that you're with. They might not all be romantic lifetimes that you've shared. Mm-hmm. They might have been coworkers, acquaintances. You know, they just might have been in that lifetime and you may or may not have connected again. But sometimes their kids or parents or relatives or whatever. It's just so fun because you're choosing, again, like we spoke about earlier, to come back and experience something new in this lifetime. You know, it's cool.
Yeah, because my best friend, I remember I met him 25 plus years ago now. And I remember the day I met him. I knew. I said that you're going to be my best friend. I knew it. I said that to him.
That's he?
You are going to be my best friend. And he's still, all these years later, he's still my best friend.
See?
You know, it's just like I felt like I knew him.
Right. And that's a clear sign that you have had a past life with them. You know them. You don't know how you know, but you just know, and you want to be, you know, and you feel like you've known them forever, even though you just met.
Now, how can people work on their own past life regressions? You know, obviously they can work with you.
Sure.
But do you give them tools, you know, things they can do on their own as well?
Absolutely. Because it's, I mean, even when I first started remembering my own past lives, I used a self-hypnosis recording. And so it's a guided meditation, right, to help you remember a past life. I actually have one on my YouTube channel. And I actually created a course, if somebody's interested in doing that as well, to help you really trust your intuition and learn about forgiveness and all the steps that you need to really have a very great, deep soul healing experience. And then a very extended past life regression guided meditation to listen to. But you could also have, like I mentioned before, you can request your spirit guides to help inspire you with a past life of yours that would make sense for you to remember by having a dream. Some people just sit in meditation and have information come through. Sometimes you can go to a historic place or just feel very compelled to go to a certain place, a certain city, a certain country, and you don't know why you are drawn there. You just want to go there so badly. And then you have some deja vu.
Yes, I've had that happen.
Yeah. I mean, that deja vu is probably a past life memory of an experience you had there, you know, a long time ago. Of course, you can have a one-on-one experience with a past life regression hypnotherapist. But there's
which
there's
is what you do.
That's correct. That's correct. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, when you're remembering with somebody versus remembering it through a guided meditation or a dream, the person that you're working with can hopefully guide you to a place where you're going to receive the most healing, you know, and to help you understand what it is that this past life came through for to help you heal in some kind of way, emotionally or otherwise.
And I would think, too, working with someone like you would be beneficial because we tend to question everything.
Correct.
As people, you know, something comes through and I'm like, I don't know why I'm seeing that water bowl with a pitcher next to it. Doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Maybe
right.
It means something. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But we tend to dismiss a lot of things that I think could be signs. You know, the little intuition maybe that you have that you don't pay attention to, and then you're like, man,
yeah,
I
definitely have to trust every little bit. And it's so interesting, Carol, because each little thing that comes through might seem inconsequential at the moment, but it usually means something a whole lot more later, you know, when you're remembering a past life. Like you mentioned the water pitcher. And maybe that particular style of a water pitcher that you happen to have in this current lifetime is reminiscent of a water pitcher that you remember in a past lifetime. Well, that's no coincidence. You probably saw it, remembered it, felt very familiar, and you had to have it. You know?
So, yeah, some of those things that speak to you.
Right.
You know, there's a reason perhaps behind why that speaks to you.
For sure. And, you know, I have the unique ability to be able to see what someone else is experiencing while they're remembering a past life, because I have that psychic sense of seeing that's pretty strong for me. So I can see what they're experiencing, get information, no different than how I saw exactly how your fear of mice came. I'm sorry.
I got to work through that. You and I might need to do that together, Karen.
Well, I mean, it's just, forgiveness work is so healing, mm-hmm. though, mm-hmm. but it's really, really making a very serious, I am going to forgive those mice. They were just doing what they came natural to them, you know? Mm-hmm. It's,
well, and to the point, like, I am one of those people who will get something to put the spider in and take it outside. You know, okay. I will not put down traps that will kill a mouse. I just am not that person.
Right.
And I'm like, they deserve to be on this planet. I'm not here to kill them. And so
they're just doing what they're doing.
Yeah. They're doing their thing. I'm doing mine. Can we just not interact?
This
kind of
this is my house. You stay outside.
Yes. I've got cats. Just remember that.
Yes.
They're going to do what they do.
That's fun.
But I do think working with someone like you does help validate and confirm things.
Well, right, because then when I talk with someone afterwards or even during the experience, I can ask more questions about, so what's the importance of that water pitcher? And, you know, what, I don't know, that's kind of a weird example. But like another example would be in a past life, maybe someone has a particular kind of painting that they happen to notice on their wall or a particular musical instrument. Well, in this lifetime, they might be very drawn to that kind of thing or even have, quote, randomly a collection of that type of painting or that type of instrument or know how to play it again or collected records that sound like that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's all directly connected, right? It's a soul level thing that you cared about or loved.
Because mm-hmm. we've all seen the videos of small kids who are playing Bach on the piano or something. It's like, how are you doing that?
Right.
You know, it's like I took piano lessons for years. I can't come close to that.
Clearly, they're bringing that talent forward from another lifetime. I mean, good for them.
Now, is there anything that you would like to share with me about a past life before we end our conversation today?
For one of your own past lives?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we talked about the mice one.
Let's go back to that one.
What?
I'm going to work on that one, Karen.
All right. Let's see. And you actually did work through the one that you remembered in the dream, even though that comes to mind. I mean, it feels like that was the purpose of you remembering it, is how much you cared about that girl. You would do whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you get very passionate about things, Carol. And so it's been like your driving force in your life. You get passionate about something and you're on it about whatever it is. So let me just ask.
That's very true.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of your whole soul skill set. If you're passionate about it, you're on it, man. Mm-hmm. You're going to mm-hmm. do it. There's nothing holding you back. So let me ask them what would be helpful. So I'm not exactly sure why they're showing me this specific aspect of a lifetime for you. But I asked about maybe show me a lifetime with your dad since he's passed. And how you guys have connected before. They're telling me that you had 37 past lives together. And the past life that they're showing me with your dad, he is I don't know how to explain this, but I'm try my best. Very well dressed. It is 1870 here in the United States. He has a it's a cane, but it's not one of the canes that you use because you can't walk. It's a cane for style.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about?
Mm-hmm.
And he has a very nice coat on and suit. He's very dressed up, which was common for upper class.
It's so funny. I can't see my dad like that person at all.
Well, that's what they're showing me. I'm
exactly. They, but, you know, one lifetime isn't the same as another.
No, it is not.
We are not the same people, nor are we meant to be.
They're showing me a lifetime you had with him in a past time. So he's walking on a path, and you're, again, his child, and you're a girl, but much younger, and he seems much older. So almost like he's more of your, not your father, but a grandfather. Oh, yeah, he's definitely your grandfather because he's much older. And you're a younger girl. You have this you got to be like 8 years old in that life, that this glimpse that they're showing me. And the grandfather is in his 60s and the 1870s. And you, as this 8-year-old girl, you have this, it's kind of like a whitish with a light blue tint to it, color of dress. And it's kind of like, it's reminding me of like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm going to try my best. It's kind of like coming out a little bit. I don't know why they're making me describe this skirt to you, but it's like not a very long to the floor dress, but it's maybe down to your knees and you have high white socks on and like Mary Jane's little shoes on. And you have like a hat on and you're just in gloves and you're holding his hand and you're just walking in the park. Kind of like a promenade kind of vibe, but it definitely feels like it's here in the United States, in Virginia. And you're just walking, and they're just showing me that glimpse of that memory of you having a past life with your dad. So he's like part of your soul group, right? We brought that topic up.
Yeah.
And so, but he was your grandfather in that lifetime, but very stoic. And in this current lifetime, he doesn't feel like he was like that.
Mm-mm, not at all.
So he was learning how to not, to really connect with you in a different way. But he's talking to me right now, which is funny. While I'm tuning into this past life for you, because you guys are like, to me, you're both standing here in front of me. He's like, I want to point out that in that lifetime in 1870s, that was how he was taught to be like that. It feels like he came over and on the ship and came here into the United States, settled in Virginia, came because they had money. Feels like they, so it was more than just him. Feels like him and his brother came over and created business and something to do with importing. And just, that's what you guys, that's where the money came from. But it was definitely, he had been taught from the time he was little to be very stoic. Men couldn't show emotions and stuff like that. So when he came through again in this current lifetime, he was very opposite of that. It feels like very laid back, able to express. And that was his own way of overcoming that. I guess that it was drilled into him kind of vibe. Like his father was very stern and things had to be done a certain way and strict. And in this lifetime, he chose one that didn't have to be quite so strict in that kind of way.
I do like the idea of him having money and being in a different position. Actually, my dad had a really difficult life. And so it's like to know that maybe he had money and lived a totally, you know, more of a life that he had.
Elegant.
Yeah. That's nice. I mean,
he didn't flaunt it, though. He was all business.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Very different vibe than his life in this current life.
Very different.
But see, he's learning different things, right?
Exactly. You're not the same person. You wouldn't be the same.
Right. And I he's saying to me, he got to have the chance to get to know you better in this lifetime, which is why you chose him to be your, you always respected him in that lifetime in the 1870s. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of respect for him. He doted on you in that past lifetime. And in this current lifetime, he's telling me that you chose him because you wanted to get to know him a little better, because in that other lifetime, you weren't very old when he passed. And so you didn't get a chance, right, to get to know him.
Yeah.
You were only 8 at the time that they're showing me that specific moment. And then so in this lifetime, you chose to have him as your dad again so that you could really get to know him a whole lot better. And that was the point of it.
I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah. And he loves you lots, honey. I'm sorry. Your dad's giving me a ton of chills. He's all happy that we get to interact.
He was a good guy. Got me so, in the heart, Karen.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm just telling you what he's telling me.
Now, you can find tons of information about Karen at the website, and I will put a link in the show notes as well. But the website is Karen Cubico, Cubico, and it's K-U-B-I-C-K-O. Mm-hmm. And then the book, Life is Just Another Class, One Soul's Journey Through Past Life Regression. And not only is about your past lives, but there's a lot of great information in there as well.
I talk about what the process is for remembering a past life, things you can heal from that, things to think about when you're experiencing it. Yeah.
But it is interesting to read about yours, and it gives you something to think about, you know, I think we all get wrapped up in our day-to-day lives and we don't think about the bigger picture. What the hell are we all doing here?
Right. You know,
that's kind of the bigger picture.
Soul level.
Yeah. And so, like I said at the beginning of this, the only thing that's ever really made sense to me is that there is something beyond this life that happened before, that will happen after, that all comes together to put the puzzle pieces together. And so I really enjoyed the book, and I just was really glad that you said yes to having a chat with me about it.
Super excited that you offered.
No, this was really great. So check out the website. And also, I got the book on Amazon. I think you can also get it through your website, right?
Actually, it's all, you know, you can get it on Amazon. You can go on Barnes & Noble and even Walmart. And it all links to the original on Amazon. But you can purchase it through any of those sites, too. I have the Amazon link on my website.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. This was so interesting.
Oh, thank you, Kara. I appreciate you spending time with me, too.
And that wraps up our conversation with Karen Ann Cubico about past life regressions. You can find her book, Life is Just Another Class, One Soul's Journey Through Past Life Regression, on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Also, you can get more information at karencubico.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, it's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.